Are you someone who loves Christmas? To the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is January 15th? If you answer yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile. And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
People don't quite get it. And so once they see in my photos or a candy cake, I love the look on their face. They're like, oh, that's what you meant. And I still get the, is there real cake in there? I'm like, nope, I just kind of play on that term.
Jalene Resig uses candy to create edible works of art. Jalene is the proprietor of Custom Crazy Candy Cakes, and she incorporates all different types of candies into special occasion designs, which are unique, spectacular, and tend to elicit smiles from anyone who receives one. While she calls her creations candy cakes, there's actually no cake involved. These are cake-shaped towers designed around a theme and made up of color-coordinated candy bars, hard candy, and other types of confections. Often, Jalene includes hand-drawn designs and stickers in her candy cakes, and while she has designed a number of them with a Christmas theme, she can also take orders for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and any other theme or occasion her clients request. And she's going to be exhibiting her work at Torrance Craftsman's Guild's Fall Fair, which is happening Saturday and Sunday, November 15th and 16th.
Jalene, what an unusual medium for you to use your creativity, candy cakes. How'd you first get inspired to choose that as your artistic medium?
So I call my work hubby. It's one of my best friends who is a guy. We've been friends about 20 years and he loves candy. And so I had this dream to either wrapping paper every piece of candy or make this tower. I didn't have a name for it yet. And I called one of my other best friends and asked her, I'm like, can you come over and help me make a candy cake or tower? She's like, I think I know what you're talking about. Yes. So she came over. I went to the Dollar Tree 99-cent store, bought some boxes, foam. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was just, and I bought a lot of candy, lots of candy, more candy than I needed. But I bought what I thought would be fun. And we spent about an hour, hour and a half just putting candy on, gluing it, just kind of making it fun. My first one was just, you know, a gift. And I walked into the restaurant to deliver it, and I had two orders, like walking out. And it was amazing. And that's how it started. So it started out as just a gift and, like I said, two orders, and now I'm just around 400 orders. So it's an amazing gift that was handed to me.
4 years later, and congratulations on some really spectacular creations. Although people hearing us say candy cake might not be thinking of a candy tower. You have on your Instagram, here's what people think I make, here's what I really make. What's the clarification here?
So I always carry my phone with me and I'll show them a photo because I always say, you know, I make candy cakes, and people kind of don't know what to think. So I always try to have a photo to show them. Also, when I do my small business events, I make sure that I bring a big candy cake so they can see how big they can go or even bigger, because people don't quite get it. And so once they see in my photos or a candy cake, I love the look on their face. They're like, oh, that's what you meant. And I still get the, is there real cake in there? I'm like, nope, I just kind of play on that term. I had a customer one time ask me if I could bake out the candy. And I'm like, nope, it's real candy. Like, I don't open anything. That's what I tell people too. Like, I don't open any candy. So all the candy is safe and you just pull it off. It's like an open pinata.
You do not bake, but you do have a lot of creativity and a lot of fun with this.
Yes. Well, years ago, I used to bake cakes. So I kind of use that same idea as building the form with dowels inside, support, and then kind of like the frosting is the little candies. It's kind of how I see it in my mind.
Would you tell me a little bit about your background in art or design or cake decorating? What gave you that talent that you have?
Ever since I was a little kid, I loved looking at the Wilton cake decorating book when I was a kid. My mom was a sewer, and so she would take me to all the craft shops, and I would sit and look at. Not until my 30s did I have what I call extra time. I took a Wilton's class at Joann's for cake decorating, like real cakes. And I loved it, but it got a little bit too much with what I was doing, but I had fun. But I learned a lot about it. And then, like I said, this kind of fell in my lap maybe 10 years later. And I just use that same idea of like, if I'm going to make the form, I need to make sure it's structurally safe. And I put weights on the bottom to keep the weight dimensions. I put dowels in like you would for a real cake. So building the form was kind of to me like I'm building the inside of the cake. And then when I put the candy on, that's the frosting. That's my experience.
What's the creative process like when somebody says, I want a cake for, let's say, graduation?
So what I do is I sit down on the phone with you. We go over what the colors are. Do you want it to traditional, black and gold, or do we want to do the school colors? I have my list here, my form that I fill out. It asks what tier sizes they want, kind of the colors, the theme. I go over what add-ons do they want. Do they want to say happy birthday or happy graduation? On the back, do they want a cap or a gown? Do they want a photo? So I work with them on each step of it. And then I go over any allergies. Do you have any allergies to candies? Is it okay if I use lollipops that have gum in them, Tootsie Roll, cinnamon? So I just try to check off the things that I've learned with customers over the last 4 years. And I spend time to get to know them. And I always try to throw on a little extra on it for them. The Wicked One, I did a handmade sign for them and matched the name from the colors. Just kind of played with something that would bring it out for them. The colors, the theme. I did a video a while back ago of kind of doing the steps. Like I have to go candy shopping. I have a little bit of inventory of lollipops that I organize. When they come in, I always organize by color. So I would go to the store. I'd buy the candy. I'd organize the candy. I'd build the frame for it. Then I'd put it together. Then I need to get on my Cricut, design the logo and the birthday sign, print that, put that together, and then do the photo shoot of it. So those are all the steps I do to put into a candy cake.
We're not talking about 5 minutes here. You sounds like
no.
Hours. Yeah. What'd the average time investment be, let's say, for one of your mini cakes versus something like your Girl Scout cookie cake? That I was looking at that and laughing. It was spectacular.
That one was so much fun. I actually donated that to the Girl Scouts. They donated me the cookies to make it and they got to raffle it off. So I love that one. The smaller cakes, usually the holiday ones, I kind of have them down. I do it as kind of like an assembly line. I make them all the same. So usually a cake, I say, takes about a half an hour start to finish, but I have the signs separate. So let's say the signs take me a half an hour. So an hour, even for a mini cake to put together. And then my only Murders in the Building one, that one took me a month of working on it because I had to Photoshop and edit. I had to figure out how to make the cellophane windows because they're see-through for the animals and the cats and the characters. So it kind of ranges, but I'd always say to like 3 to 5 hours on a mid-size cake with everything of just if I have everything. If I have to go to the store, we're adding more time. If I have to organize candy, but I always say about 3 to 5 hours if I have everything.
In many ways, a labor of love as opposed to a small business.
Yes.
Let's tempt some people. You're going to be exhibiting, I believe, at the Torrance Craftsman's Guild. What are some of your favorites that you're going to be showcasing?
I have my two showpieces. I have a rainbow cake that I always bring, and I'm also going to bring an Inside Out 2 cake is one of my showpieces. So it shows two different kinds of styles that you can get. The Inside Out one has a lot of stickers on it. When I put a sticker on the candy cake, I leave the backing, so when they pull it off, they can use the sticker however they want. So it's a double prize for them, candy and a sticker. So those are two will be my big pieces. I'll probably have a one or two Thanksgiving ones available, and then maybe a mini Christmas one. I only bring a small amount with me when I go, because most of what I do at these events is talk to customers about future orders. At my last event at Torrance, I met a client and she ordered the SpongeBob graduation cake. So we spent about 20 minutes talking about it and we went over prices. So she had an idea of what she was expecting in 3 months when she ordered it.
What about advance time when people are ordering? I'm assuming that if we want something really specialized, yesterday would be a good time to order because you're going to be busy for Christmas season. But what, reasonably speaking, is a good advance time if we're going to be going over what kind of candy do you like, what are you allergic to, et cetera?
Bare minimum, I'd like to have a week. If it's something that I can put into the schedule during the holidays, though, I do ask for about 2 weeks if you can. Or if we know about something, when I'm done talking to the customer and we went over their information, I send them an invoice, a breakdown of everything we talked about with the require 50% deposit up front. So once that's in is when I start it, but they can get the invoice right away and we don't have to work on it for 3 months, but at least they'll know what's coming and I'll know you know, to put this on my calendar to follow up with them on deposit. Once I have the deposit, then I can start the candy cake.
Where can people find out more about ordering from you, and where can they see some of your work?
So I have my website, which is customcrazycandycakes.com, my Instagram and TikTok. I'm also on Lemonade, YouTube, and I do a post on my Facebook. So I try to post 2 times a day on all platforms.
Customcrazycandycakes.com, yeah. Instagram, I didn't know about the YouTube, and also TikTok.
Yes.
Which one of your cakes would you say was your proudest accomplishment so far?
I have two. The Only Murders in the Building is one of my favorite cakes, just how detailed it is and just fun. I had a great time meeting the customer at Joanne's. We ran into each other there and we talked for 45 minutes. She called me a couple months later and ordered this. And it was very meaningful because her and her daughter, this is their favorite show, and she felt that they were kind of growing apart. And so I sat down that weekend and watched the show, did a sketch for her and said, look, I don't know if this is what you want to spend, but this is the idea I have of making it the apartment building, put the characters in, hide details of the show in there. And she's like, I give you free range. Here you go. And it was one of my favorite cakes. My second one is my Prince Funko Pop one for one of my repeat customers. I had surprised her and put the Funko Pop on there because I was able to put it in my budget. And we're still in contact and friends to this day from that. So it was one of my favorites too.
Is that that purple tower cake, yes, that we see on your Instagram?
Yes, that's the one.
I would suggest people take a look at that. It is incredible. Which one of your cakes or projects taught you the most about yourself as an artist and helped you to grow the most?
I think each one does. As I always laugh when I burn myself, I'm like, oh, yep, I'm still pay attention, slow down, be in the moment. I always laugh. I believe it was my Winnie the Pooh cake. I caught one of the pieces of candy on my finger and have a little heart-shaped scar. And it reminds me that, you know, you do what you love. And I still do it every day. And I love what I do. And but also with that is like, slow down. You have a hot glue gun in your hand. Slow down, not so fast.
I think it's interesting that you had a little heart-shaped scar. When you're
exactly. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's a reminder that you love what you do kind of thing.
What have you not created yet that you really want to with Custom Crazy Candy Cakes as you get into your, if I'm counting right, your fifth year of making them?
So I have an idea kind of like the Only Murders in the Building, but Harry Potter, where every side of an 8-sided candy cake would be the books and maybe a Quidditch round on the top. It's always been kind of, I'm just waiting for the right customer and for us to mesh to make it happen. Or maybe one day I do it as a showpiece, but it's just, that's always been in the back of my mind.
Of course, since my Noellafile website mostly focuses on Christmas, we might want to mention that you have these little mini cakes that you say great last minute present for someone, but you make virtually every occasion I think I've ever seen in my life. What's one of the more unusual occasions for which you've made a candy cake?
I did one for the Olympics. So I did a mini Olympic candy cake. That one was really cute last minute. It was great. Somebody brought it to a party, left it on the table. It was a little, everybody just kind of munched off of it. What else? The Thanksgiving one. I didn't do one right away. Maybe last year was my first Thanksgiving and I sold out and I only made a handful. I made like 4. And I was like, oh, Thanksgiving, we need candy cake. So it's always fun. I'm a holiday girl. Halloween is my favorite. So those, I start collecting like the, on the very bottom, it looks like a spider web. That's a placemat. So I start collecting things in my travels just to add to it. Like I put a cauldron on there. So I always start seeing things in the stores and just kind of getting ideas of what else I can do with that. So those are the most unique ones so far.
Sounds like you are having a lot of fun doing this. I would definitely also ask people to take a look at your Instagram. You have this one reel of people. There's one woman hugging the candy cake. We have a lot of smiles, a lot of candy, stuff that we need a lot more of these days.
Yes.
What's one of your absolute favorite reactions that somebody had to receiving one of your candy cakes?
It has to be kids. When I walk in, I don't deliver anymore, but in the very beginning, I would offer delivery. And I would walk in and see the kid's face, like it's my favorite. When I'm in an event, when kids walk up and just, mom, like that look is my favorite from kids. Like, I'm also a nanny during the day. So I love how kids react to things because they're honest. If they don't like something, they'll tell you right away. So that look on their face when they see a tower of candy in their, it makes me smile and like get teary-eyed at the same time of like, oh, I did what I meant to do. I got there, that gleam, that happiness, that joy.
Let's do something fun in our imagination. What if I wanted to send my favorite ballet company a candy cake based on the Nutcracker? What kind of things might you do?
I would do a little bit of research first. Just try to see if what type. Do you want to go off the play? Do you want to go off of the, just give me one character to form the candy cake around? And then see kind of, do we want to make it Christmas candy then? If we have Christmas candy, then we kind of stick with red and greens. And I just put some nutcrackers around it and maybe the logo on the front of the back. So it kind of depend on what you want, plus kind of creativity. So I take some time to look into the Nutcracker and maybe do either a ballet or the play or a movie, and maybe even sketch out some ideas or write them down. A lot of times with my customers is we have a little bit of a text exchange first. So I have a chance to do a little bit more research of what candies would go with that. Because right now I can think of the Christmas candy. Last year, Hershey's had Nutcrackers, little chocolate bars, so we could sneak those on there. But those come in red and green, so then it kind of limits to red and green colors. So it's, I always tell clients, I work with what you like, but I also work with the colors. Sadly, I don't own the candy company, so I can't pick the colors, but I've learned how to accentuate the colors or downplay a color. So it just kind of depends on which direction you would like to go.
Here's one kind of off the wall question, but you know how to make colors work together. What if somebody's decorating for Christmas? What's a tip that you have where you're going to put colors together and make it look like one thing, one harmonious grouping? Christmas ornaments, for example.
Okay. I like to play with the different themes. Like, I love red and green because it's very traditional. But some of the candies, when they come for the holidays, have gold and silver in there. So you can sprinkle that in to add more depth to your decorations, or even how I look at it when I do my candy cakes is the depth of colors that I can play with. Like, not every red candy box or lollipop is the same color red. So use different reds, use different greens, throw in other. I like the pastel holiday colors too. If you have the pastels, bring in a third color, but even the pastels, play with that region of that color too.
Jalene, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
You and I have been listening to Jalene Rasegh, proprietor of Custom Crazy Candy Cakes. Jalene is currently accepting orders for her candy cakes for Thanksgiving and Christmas 2025. And if you give her a week's advance notice, she may actually be able to take an order for Halloween. Get a look at her candy cakes, especially her Only Murders in the Building and her specialty birthday cakes, on her Instagram and TikTok channels at Custom Crazy Candy Cakes. Also, check out her website, CustomCrazyCandyCakes.com, to find out more about placing an order for Christmas, a special birthday or graduation, or any other special occasion you might have in mind. And if you're in the Southern California area, Jalene's going to be exhibiting her work in Torrance Craftsman's Guild's Fall Fair on Saturday and Sunday, November 15th and 16th at Torrance Cultural Arts Center. Come by and say hi. Admission is free, and nonprofit Torrance Craftsman's Guild is going to be showcasing 3 rooms of all kinds of handcrafted treasures created by their talented members. Find out more on their website, torrancecraftsmansguild.org. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be delicious, colorful, and above all, smile-inducing.